Lines in the sea have been drawn. It's being described as a landmark agreement between countries technically in a state of war. Lebanon and Israel didn't engage directly in the process. It involved years of negotiations mediated by the United States that's given both countries guarantees if either challenges the agreement.
A historic day in the region of securing, showing what's possible under these circumstances to achieve an agreement that creates hope and economic opportunity and stability for on both sides of the border.
There was no formal ceremony to mark the agreement. Behind closed doors, the delegation signed separate documents, which were then given to the United Nations. The deal is based on what is known as Line 23. Gas from a prospective field called Qana will go to Lebanon. But since a part of it lies outside the demarcation line, Israel will be given a share of any profits. While the Karish gas field will remain within Israel's waters, and extraction has already started. This allows Israel to increase its potential to export gas to Europe, where there is a rising demand triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This has provided a catalyst and a push and a momentum for this agreement to happen, specifically because Europe is working on reconfiguring its energy security away from its dependence on Russian oil and gas, hydrocarbons in general.
Energy production in the Eastern Mediterranean has been growing as Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Cyprus have worked together.
You look for proximity, you look for accessibility, among many other things. And so far, the East Med, geographically positioned as it is proving to be that accessible corridor to Europe so they can start getting gas.
Getting gas out of Lebanon will take time. The deal enables international companies to begin exploration, which could help Lebanon with its crippling economic crisis.
For Lebanon, this is about the economy. It insists the deal does not signify any form of normalization, nor is it a peace treaty. For Israel, it's about security guarantees. And in the words of the Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, a political achievement through which Lebanon de facto recognizes Israel.
Hezbollah, which fought wars with Israel, rejected those claims. But since the start of the negotiations, the Iranian-backed group adopted what many call a pragmatic approach. It is the most powerful political and military force in Lebanon, and the state would need its stamp of approval.
Hezbollah considers what happened in the maritime border demarcation agreement a great victory for Lebanon, the people, and the resistance.
The agreement may be limited to the maritime border, but the U.S. administration sees it differently. President Joe Biden says it will harness vital new energy resources for the world. Zana Khader, Al Jazeera, Naqoura, Southern Lebanon.